But since last night, you have been commenting on those responsible for a suspect device which was discovered off the Ballygomartin Road. I want to speak to William Humphrey, one of the local representatives. Mr. Humphrey, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's a sinister development. Is it still the belief that this fell off someone's vehicle?
Yeah, before I answer your question, Frank, I have to say that given what I could have been talking this morning about, which could have been absolute carnage, I think the actions of Sinn Féin councillors in refusing to back the opening of a book of condolence for Mr. Black is just absolutely appalling. The people in 9/11 were murdered. Mr. Black was murdered. And Michaela Hart was murdered. So this is just absolute nonsense. And, you know, this is the sort of event and the sort of murder that should be condemned by all right-thinking people and all Democrats. And it's to the disgrace of Sinn Féin that they haven't backed that motion.
Do you understand their argument that there was no book of condolence for Constable Kerr in the area?
Well, yeah, that's obviously been an oversight and something that should have happened. There should have been a book of condolence. But, you know, what is wrong and should be called as wrong and should be condemned by all right-thinking people.
And do you get a sense that Sinn Féin was motivated to some extent by the Black family refusal of the suggestion that Martin McGuinness might attend Mr. Black's funeral?
I have no idea. You need to put that question to them, but obviously they are refusing to speak, and unusually for them, running away from the media this morning.
In fairness to Mr. Gildernew, he wasn't available for an interview live on the programme.
He did. The unique councillor in the council from Sinn Féin.
Yes, well, I was hoping to speak to him as the mayor of council, but he did give me a time to phone him at, and I was, in fairness, 2 minutes late phoning him, and he wasn't at that phone. So I'm just putting you fully in the picture,
Frank, as to our
effort to contact Mr. Gildernew.
You are long enough in journalism to know that Sinn Féin are a very slick, media savvy organisation, and that just doesn't wash, and it won't wash for the people of Northern Ireland either.
Okay, Mr. Humphrey, in relation to the incident in your area, go ahead.
Well, yesterday around midday, there was a viable device found in Ballymacarry Lane. Ballymacarry Lane is off the Ballygomartin Road, and basically 350 homes were directly affected, but thousands of people were affected as it rippled out across Lyndhurst, Westway, Springmartin, and the Black Mountain area, Highfield, in the upper Ballygomartin area. The area was cordoned off for some 7 hours, and the device lay on the road for those hours as hundreds of cars passed by and hundreds of people walked past what is a road adjacent to a main arterial route into the city centre. We could have been talking about carnage today, as I said earlier, Frank.
It's a concern and a worry, so many schools in the area and all of that. Have we any idea who was being targeted?
We have no idea. I've spoken to the police about that last night at a lengthy conversation with the North Belfast commander. At this stage, we don't know that. But I would pay tribute to the local primary schools because I'm on the board of Spring Hill, which is the closest school to the scene. And the local primary schools stayed open. The staff remained in the schools and kept the young people in schools to facilitate their safekeeping. Also, young people coming from secondary schools didn't get home from school, and of course people coming back from their day's work couldn't get home to get their evening meal and whatever they were going to do last night. So this is something which has caused major disruption right across the community. In fact, in our own church, youth organisations were well down last night because people just couldn't get out, both leaders and young people attending. I would also want to pay tribute this morning, Frank, I have to say, to the elders and minister of Ballygomartin Presbyterian Church, to Belfast City Council's emergency team, to the police service, and of course to the bomb disposal. These are decent people reacting to what was clearly evil and evil people who had murder on their minds.
It's a reminder to anyone who feels they may be a target from dissidents or any other terrorist organisation that they need to keep a very tight eye on their own security.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to be very vigilant, and I mean everyone across the community. Not so long ago, I think a number of months ago, we had a device further down the Ballygomartin Road. And, this is an entirely reckless and random action. There was no thought for life or the effect on the community at all. As I said, carried out by evil people. They need to get this message from the community at large that there's no going back to the dark days. We want to keep Northern Ireland moving forward. Anyone with any information at all should give that information to the police. And these people need to understand they can't and they won't win.
Mr. Humphreys, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.